Books. Good morning and welcome to the roundtable and to our book pick segment for this week, this Tuesday, the 19th of January. Very nice to have you with us as always. Every Tuesday on the show, it's a great pleasure to welcome an independent bookseller from our region, and it's even more a pleasure when that bookseller is Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books and Music in Millerton and Rhinebeck. She joins us this morning to present some of the coolest books and the coolest authors that are making their way to store shelves or already have. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm great.
On this cold, wintry day where we all just want to go under the covers and read more, you are here to provide us with some ideas.
Absolutely. It is totally one of those days. I was almost blown over walking from my car to the station this morning.
It is very blustery and poo's blustery days.
But we have great books
to
read.
Where would you like to begin?
In this cold January. So I've started with a few novels that I'm particularly excited about. The first one came out last week. It's called The Expatriates by Janice Y.K. Lee. And Janice wrote a book a few years ago called The Piano Teacher, which was this huge best-selling novel. I have not read it. But when this one came out, I thought it sounded kind of interesting, and I thought I'd give it a shot. And it's about three women living in Hong Kong, expatriates from America, two rather wealthy and one who is not and who cares for children of wealthier folks. And it is absolutely gorgeous. I could not put it down. And it almost feels like connected stories until you realize that they're all leading to this place where the characters meet and there's a terrible tragedy. And the aftermath of that and how it is dealt with is exceptionally well done. I loved this so much, I'm definitely going to go back and read her other book because I am now a Janice Y.K. Lee fan.
It is The Expatriates. It is from best-selling author of The Piano Teacher, Janice Y.K. Lee, and the book is published by Viking.
And I also quite like short stories. This is... at the bookstore, I feel people out when I'm trying to help them find a book, and a lot of them are not open to the idea of reading a book of short stories. But I challenge everybody that has that feeling that sometime in 2016, pick up a book of short stories and give it a try. And one that you should definitely pick up is A Manual for Cleaning Women by Lucia Berlin. This writer, I had not heard of her. She wrote in the 60s. 70s and 80s, and her work has been compared to Raymond Carver and Grace Paley, and I hadn't heard of her until this collection came out, and I picked it up, I started reading it, and I could not believe how excellent it is. There's a great introduction by Lydia Davis that sort of gives you the context of when she was writing, what her life was like, and gives you a lens with which to appreciate the stories in the book. It's absolutely stunning. Have you read it yet, Joe?
I've read pieces of it,
yeah.
And it was one of those things that was brought to my attention a few months ago, and I was surprised by the legs that it had, and it's really gotten quite popular, and was on many a best of list.
Yeah,
at the
I think
end
it was
of,
Times
2015.
10 best of the year as well.
A Manual for Cleaning Women, Lucia Berlin, Selected Stories, and it's published by FSG.
And then moving into something a little bit more light and fun is a novel that is out in paperback called The Readers of Broken Wheel Recommend. It's by Katarina Bivald. And it is, like, if you liked Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society, this is absolutely your book. It's about a Swedish woman who comes to visit her pen pal in Iowa. They've been writing letters about books. They're best friends by letter. She arrives in the small town in Iowa to find that her pen pal has just passed away.
Oh, dear.
And the community is having a funeral for her.
You're right. That is lighter.
right. and the town just sort of says, hey, well, you're here anyway. Why don't you stay in her house? She lived alone. You can stay there, take care of the house. And of course, her pen pal's house is filled with books. And as she tries to decide what she wants to do with her life, now that she seems to find herself living in Iowa, she decides to open a bookstore, starting with the books that were left in this house. And it is absolutely adorable, this book. It's a total fast, fun read. There's some of the letters they write each other are in between the chapters. And this was actually chosen for the month of January as the number one Indie Next pick. And what that means is booksellers like myself, independent booksellers all over America, nominated it as their favorite book that's coming out in this month in January. So it is a bookseller approved, a wonderful, lovely winter read.
Bookseller approved for your protection. The readers of Broken Wheel recommend. It's a novel. And Katrina Bavald,
I believe that's how you
from
pronounce it.
Source Books.
And she's from Sweden as well.
Very cool.
It's her first novel.
Nice.
Moving on to something that I would call the Hudson Valley Girl on a Train.
Yes.
Is River Road by Carol Goodman. The book comes out today, and we're actually having Carol's launch party at our store tonight at 6 in Rhinebeck, at Oblong Rhinebeck. And Carol's, has written a ton of books. She's been writing books for, I want to say, probably 15 years. And I have been a fan of hers for 15 years. I love her books. They're literary mysteries. Often set in the Hudson Valley. She actually moved to the Rhinebeck area a couple of years ago, and we've become friends. And she's just a great writer. So she's the kind of writer, once you read one of her books, you realize there's like 15 more that you can read.
Yes.
And this one is very cool because it is set in Rhinebeck, though I don't know that they actually name Rhinebeck, but it's definitely set in Rhinebeck. And it's about a woman who is a professor at a local liberal arts college who is driving home from a holiday party after having had a couple of drinks, hits a deer. She gets out of her car. She can't find the deer. She says, well, it must have run off. No problem. The next morning, she gets a knock on the door and that says, there's been a terrible accident overnight right where you hit that deer. And a girl has been hit by a car and killed. So, of course, there's the question, is she responsible? Did she do it? Was she too drunk to remember? Was she not responsible? And if so, how did it all happen? It is really a compelling read. And if you're like me, are the type of person who really enjoys a good thriller and liked Girl on a Train and all of these other mysteries that have popped up, this one is especially fun because of its Hudson Valley setting. And I think that it will help you discover the joy that is Carol Goodman.
I'm reading this. I'm about halfway through. She's going to be on our book show. We're taping next week. So it'll be on, whenever we get to it. Which is my way of going, I don't know what our calendar is yet. It sort of depends on the fun drive. Anyway, but it is great. And I've read some of her work, not all of it. I've read some of her work before. And this is really fantastic. I'm enjoying it immensely.
Oh,
it's River Road. Carol Goodman and the launch party is tonight at Oblong. And we'll give you all that information at the end of the segment. All right.
And then another Rhinebeck book. This one came out a few months ago, but I feel like I haven't gotten a chance to talk about it much yet. It's actually a collection of plays by Rhinebeck playwright Richard Nelson.
Oh, neat.
It's called The Apple Family, Scenes from Life in the Country. And he wrote four plays. It's a cycle of plays about the same family living in Rhinebeck. And they took place over several years. So they take place on the day of a historical event. For example, the first one is the 2010 election day. The second play takes place on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, the third on the date of Obama's reelection, and the fourth on the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination.
Nice.
And the plays were actually first performed at the Public Theater on those dates. So they were being performed on the day the play takes place. And it's basically like set in the family dining room, and this family comes together to have a meal. And what has happened to them between the plays? What has changed in their lives? It is absolutely phenomenal. Richard is a Tony Award-winning writer. He is really quite brilliant.
Yeah.
And the Public Theater in New York is about to do his next play cycle, which also takes place in Rhinebeck with a different family, starting in a couple of months, I think it's starting again. So this is a great time to discover his work.
Brush up on your Nelson.
Yep. You can read all four plays. It's in one volume. And I believe the plays are still available streaming on, I want to say, like, the NYC PBS website.
Okay.
Highly recommend if it's something that interests you to check out, because they're really exceptional.
Good stuff. Richard Nelson, The Apple Family: Scenes from Life in the Country.
And then moving on to nonfiction. So one of our best-selling books of the year last year was The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up,
yes.
Which I think probably was a bestseller at every bookstore and every place in the world. But it didn't really work for some people. Some people couldn't quite get into it, or picked it up and realized it wasn't quite the right fit for them. So our booksellers kind of felt the same way. It wasn't quite right for us.
Yeah.
But this book, which just came out very recently, a week or so ago, it's called Simple Matters by Aaron Boyle, Living with Less and Ending Up with More. My booksellers have absolutely embraced this book. It's based on her blog, which is a hugely popular blog, which several of my booksellers have been following for years. And it's basically a book of personal essays.
Yes.
Including some tips and, you know, a little bit of the infographics, you know, like, here's a recipe for this. But it's about the essay. It's about paring down your life, embracing simplicity, and being ecologically conscious while you're trying to live small. And there are tons of books on the subject. Absolutely tons. But the way that this one does it is really beautiful. And if you just really want to read a book, and not just have a book you dip into and out of and, like, sit down and actually read something, this is a great, great choice.
Simple Matters, and it's by Aaron Boyle. We have about a minute.
Oh, goodness. Well, then I'll very quickly mention, as we tend to be obsessed with the new musical, Hamilton, on Broadway. Joe and I talk about this when we aren't on air.
Yes.
I am going to run a book club out of our Rhinebeck store in February and March, where we read Ron Chernow's Alexander Hamilton, which, of course, was the inspiration for the show. So if you're into that, come join me. And then I want to also just quickly mention...
By the way, and yeah. we would just have a second, but
yeah.
I must say, I mean, one of the things that is so impressive about Hamilton the musical is how closely it follows Chernow's 900-page book or whatever it is, and how it's actually used as a Bible in the putting together of this musical, so reading it and filling in the very few blanks that are left from the musical is really something special.
Yes,
throw that out for whatever it's worth.
Excellent.
All right. Yes.
And then quickly, I wanted to mention the Last Stop on Market Street by Matt De La Pena, with illustrations by Christian Robinson. This is a picture book, I would say, for ages 3 and up. And the thing that is most amazing about it is last week it won a Caldecott honor, and it also won the Newbery Medal. Now, the Newbery Medal is generally given to chapter books, you know, books like, right, Charlotte's Web, etc., longer books. But they chose this year to give it to this picture book, which is really historic and notable. It's a beautiful picture book about a boy and his grandmother taking the bus to the soup kitchen where they're going to volunteer, and all the people they meet along the way. And it is fabulous, and every child should have a copy.
Last Stop on Market Street, Matt De La Pena. We are out of time, but we have time to thank Susanna Hermans from Oblong Books, Oblong Books and Music,
oblongbooks.com,
oblongbooks.com to find out more information. Carol Goodman's launch party tonight, and lots of other cool stuff, oblongbooks.com. Susanna, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.